State cross-country coverage with Tony Arado here on Q92, brought to you by Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Market, Mineota Building Center, Olson Dray Service, Prairie Sun Bank Appleton, Southwest Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arado, Tofty Auto and Sales, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Bellingham Legion, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Independent Oil Company, New Leaf Floral of Canby, and UFP Mineota.
Then let's see what's going on in cross country this afternoon, and we'll turn things over to Tony Arado.
Hey, thanks, Maynard. We're here at the University of Minnesota golf course. Beautiful day, sun shining. I'm going to say it's about 55 degrees out, so excited to get this thing started. I know the girls are pretty nervous. Did talk to Sherb. There's a couple of slick spots out on the course. We did see a bunch of snow on the drive up, so that was a little bit of a shocker. But it's all gone now, but I think this is the third race of the day, so we got a little bit of wetness to deal with out there. So I don't know, as far as kind of just a rundown, I was going to give you a quick, if it's okay, Maynard, just the girls and who we got in the area running.
You bet. It's all yours, whatever you want to do there, Tony.
All right. All right, perfect. So the runners we got for Canby Mineota, Maya Peschick, she's a freshman. Claire Stokes, senior, will be your last race. Taylor Orada, a sophomore. Ava Danielson, a sophomore. Adrienne Christensen is a seventh grader. Lily Woolham, senior, so it'll be her last race. And Jonna Briggs, sophomore. And then we got two alternates, Natalie Stokes, which, she is a senior, and Malia Schubert, who is a seventh grader. So that's the Canby Mineota girls, and then we're also going to be looking for Bryn Glogie for Loch Paro on the girls' side. And then we'll be coming back after the race is over, catching some interviews. Like I said, I did speak to Sherb, so hopefully I can find him. And then Coach Peschick will get maybe a little update from both of them. And then on the boys' side, we'll be looking for Gavin Carl from Loch Paro. Ortonville has Caden Vanderwall. And the boys, actually, the section teams from Redwood and Laverne, probably are going to be battling it out for the overall title. So that's where we're at. A little shout-out to Marshall. The Marshall boys won the state title in 2A, and their girls placed eighth. So some pretty good teams from the area. And I think that's probably about it. You know, they're getting ready to start this thing up here in a couple minutes, and then I will give a call back after it's done, and hopefully we can catch a few girls for the interviews.
Yeah, sounds good. And we've got some interviews that Paul did earlier that will be airing here in the next few minutes as well. So whenever you're ready, give us a buzz back there, Tony. I appreciate those updates.
Fantastic. Thanks, Maynard. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Very good.
Tony Arado with the updates from the state cross country this afternoon here on Q92. Join us for continuing coverage as the afternoon goes on. State cross country coverage with Tony Arado here on Q92, brought to you by Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Market, Mineota Building Center, Olson Dray Service, Prairie Sun Bank Appleton, Southwest Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arada, Tofty Auto and Sales, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Bellingham Legion, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Independent Oil Company, New Leaf Floral of Canby, and UFP Mineota.
Paul Ramel here with Canby Mineota cross country coach Allison Pesek, and congratulations, Allison, the cross country meet again.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. How many years is this for you?
This is our third year in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Never gets old, does it?
No, of course not.
Yeah, a good section meet for you girls.
It was. Yep, we ran very solid races and came in that top two teams again to get ourselves another trip to the state.
All right. Yeah, Canby Mineota cross country team, they're getting to be pretty well known down at the state, aren't they?
Huh? I think so. Yeah, I think we're starting to be recognized a little bit.
Very good. Just keep it going.
Yep.
Okay. Why don't you introduce your team to us that will be running here at the University of Minnesota. Before you do that, how do you like the University of Minnesota compared to St. Olaf?
It's different.
Yep. That's what Coach Sherb said.
I can't say better or worse, but it's definitely different, but they're doing a really nice job of trying to accommodate for everybody the best that they can.
A little more hilly than St. Olaf?
Yes, okay. It's rolling hills. St. Olaf had a little bit of terrain and stuff, but I feel like the U of M course just kind of is rolling almost the whole way through. So.
Okay. All right, why don't you introduce your team to us and maybe talk a little bit about each girl.
All right, so I'm going to start with the youngest and go to the oldest. So I have two seventh graders on our team. We have Malia Schubert, who is one of our alternates. She made varsity after running a really great performance at the Willmar Invitational and then running a really strong race after Laverne. Our other seventh grader is Adrie Christensen, who has become our fifth runner on the varsity team, and she earned all conference at the conference meet and has been having a very strong season. Our freshman on the team is Maya Peschik. She was a member of the 2022 and 2023 state qualifying teams. She's a three-time all-conference runner and a two-time individual section medalist. Fun little stat on some of our girls this season. We had six girls run personal best races or personal records this season, and Maya is one of those. Jonna Briggs is a sophomore. She was on our team last year for 2023. She has been our strong, consistent seventh runner for the team, and she also has ran a PR for the season. Ava Danielson is another one of our sophomores who was also on the 2023 season, two-time all-conference record this season.
Nice.
Taylor Orada is a sophomore who it was also on the state qualifying team last year and a two-time all-conference runner and ran a PR this season. Noemi Diaz is one of our alternates, and she is a senior. She has been on our varsity team for four seasons and was a member of the 2022 state qualifying team. Natalie Stokes is a senior, also an alternate. Natalie worked super hard this season to run her best season because she's never made the state team. And she came in as our Camden Conference JV champion, ran her personal best race ever, and made this varsity team. Lily Wallum is a senior and was a member of the 2022-2023 qualifying teams and has been a varsity runner for five seasons and also ran a PR this season. And last but definitely not least is our senior Claire Stokes, who was also a member of our 22 and 23 qualifying teams, is a six-time all-conference runner and a five-time section individual medalist.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. A lot of veterans there, but some young girls, too.
Yeah, we do. When you look at our team, it's kind of fun to see four of the girls on this team were in the 2022 team. And six of them were on the 2023 team, so that means we also have some new ones.
Yeah,
so
good.
It's good.
Not only can they run on the course cross country, but they're good in the classroom too. Talk about that.
Oh yeah. So we also made the gold academic team at the section level, and I can't remember for sure, but we're 3.9 plus for our team average. It's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I guess. That's pretty good as a team.
Yes, it really is. Yep.
Well, congratulations with that. And congratulations to you, Allison, on Section Girls Coach of the Year. That's a pretty good award there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and well-deserved, I should say.
Well, thank you.
How long have you been head coach at Camby?
This is my seventh season. Okay. So it's my 13th season coaching and my seventh as head coach.
All right. Well, you're doing a fantastic job. So, all right. So have you looked at the other teams in the state there? And what do you think?
Well, when you look at things, if you were to run the stats without running the race, we sit about eighth.
Okay.
And our goal is to try to get in that top eight because there's 16 teams, and if you're in the top eight, you're in the top half. So
there you go.
That's what we're going for.
That's right. And individually, how does that work to make All-State?
All-State is top 25.
Right, okay.
Yep. And the Minnesota State High School League, you medal if you're in the top 10.
Okay. All right. So another state cross-country meet coming up here for the Camby Mediola team. That's great. So a good following, too, don't you?
Yes, we do. Got a lot of support from past runners, current families, and their, I guess, generations that have been part of the Camby Mineota team for a long time.
All right. All right. Thanks, Allison. Appreciate your time and best of luck today.
Thank you.
Allison Pesek, Camby Mineota Cross Country Coach.
This update on the weather brought to you by Midwest Machinery Company, located East Highway 40, Madison, your John Deere dealer.
It's the Wintergreen Sale going on now at Midwest Machinery, your local John Deere dealer. Take advantage of 4.9% financing for 60 months on select tractor and snowblower packages. Climb aboard a John Deere X350 lawn tractor with a 42-inch mower deck, 44-inch snowblower, weights and chains for as low as $67.99 or $128 per month. Check out the great deals at MidwestMachineryCO.com and click on promotions for details. Offers end February 3rd, 2025.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Cloudy of sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 55. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 47. Chance for isolated rain showers tomorrow. Highs around 52. Cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 52 Monday with a slight chance for isolated rain showers. 50, lots of sunshine Tuesday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 51 Wednesday, 47 Thursday, and 53 on Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Q92 Country. Right now, it's 43 degrees.
This update on the weather brought to you by Midwest Machinery Company, located East Highway 40 Madison, your John Deere dealer.
It's 236.
State cross-country coverage with Tony Arata here on Q92, brought to you by Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Market, Mineota Building Center, Olson Dray Service, Prairie Sun Bank Appleton, Southwest Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Tofty Auto and Sales, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Bellingham Legion, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Independent Oil Company, New Leaf Floral of Canby, and UFP Mineota.
All right, let's get to know the Canby Mineota Girls Cross Country team, and we'll start with you.
Hello.
What's your name?
Malia Schubert.
All right, tell us a little about yourself, Malia.
I have a family of three. I have one younger sister. I go to the Canby High School.
Okay. And what other activities are you involved in at Canby High School?
FCA.
Okay. And, all right, so tell us, this is your first year running cross country?
Second
year? Okay. What's a good? What's one of your best times?
I really like all the fun runs we do.
Okay. What drew you to cross country?
I always see my mom running, so I wanted to run too.
Okay. Your mom's a good runner?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a good runner too, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to know you a little bit better, Malia. Rapid fire questions. You ready?
Yep.
All right. What makes you laugh the most?
Probably when my family or other teammates do something really funny.
Okay, if you could choose to do for a day, what would it be?
Probably...
Nothing?
Yeah.
Okay. Dress up or sweats?
Sweats.
Favorite fast food place?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Oh, that's on top of my list, too. Thanks, Millie. Appreciate it. All right, who do we have over here? Your name?
Adri Christensen.
Adri? What grade are you in?
Seventh.
Okay, and tell us a little about yourself.
I have 5 horses, 4 dogs, and 3 sisters and 2 brothers.
Okay. What other activities are you involved in school?
Volleyball and cross country.
Okay, and what's your personal best time this year?
20.
20?
20 minutes.
Okay, good. And do you, what do you enjoy about cross country?
Everybody.
Everybody, team-wise, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's one of your favorite memories this year?
Going to the park.
Okay, you got to explain that a little bit to me.
Go running to the park and play magic.
Okay. Can you tell us a story, a funny story about some of your teammates?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know. Okay. Let's do rapid questions then. Rapid questions, I should say. Let's go. Let's a pet peeve. What a pet peeve. Something that annoys you.
My people don't listen to you.
Okay. And how long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
An hour.
Okay. What would you sing on karaoke night?
I don't know.
No? Okay. And what makes you laugh the most?
Jokes.
Okay, good. All right, who we got next? Who do we have here?
This is Maya Peschick.
Okay, I think I know you, Maya.
Yeah, I think you do, too.
Yeah, we've talked many times on the radio, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, quite a few times.
You know, when you get graduated from high school, you can just come work for KLPP Radio.
Oh, okay. I'll keep that in my options.
All right, Maya, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am in ninth grade, and I have One brother. And, yeah.
Your brother have a name?
Yeah, Mac.
Okay. All right. What other activities are you involved in?
I'm involved in FCA, Student Council, YAMS, track, and wrestling stats.
Okay. Sounds good. When do you get to sleep?
At night.
Okay.
Most times.
Okay, good. So, talk about section. The section meet in Laverne last week.
Sections last week, we placed second as a team, and I placed fifth overall.
Okay, congratulations. And how many times have you ran in the state cross-country meet?
This will be my third time running in the state cross-country meet.
What do you like about cross-country, Maya?
I love the team atmosphere in cross. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And we're always laughing.
All right. Can you share a funny moment? On the running. Let's say, is there ever a funny moment running in a race, in a meet?
Running in a race, in a meet? Oh. Probably... When the first time I took off in first and I scared my mom.
You scared your mom? How'd you scare your mom? She's the coach, of course.
Because she was very concerned on why I took off so fast.
Mentally, let's talk about the mental aspect of it. How do you prepare for a race?
I prepare for a race by the night before I map out how I'm going to race. And then I typically... on the bus ride there, I like listen to my pump-up playlist, which kind of gets me excited for the meet and ready to go.
Okay, so that leads me into rapid-fire questions here for you, Maya. What makes you lap most?
Probably.
Okay. If you could do anything for a day, what would it be?
Probably go to a water park.
What's the last movie you saw?
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
What?
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Oh, Mall Cop, okay. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to dance move when no one's watching?
Probably just jumping up and down like this, you know?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Move my arm, you know?
All right, you showed us. That's good. Yep. If you could eat one meal for the rest of life, what would it be?
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Are you a clean person or a messy person?
I'm messy in my room, but otherwise I am a very clean and organized person.
All right, favorite fast food place?
Ooh, KFC.
Dog or cat?
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to go with cat.
Dress up or sweats?
Sweats.
All right, there you go, Maya. Thank you.
Yeah,
best
thank
of
you.
Luck at state.
Yep, thank you.
And who do we have here?
Ava Danielson.
Hey, Ava, I think I visited with you at volleyball match a couple weeks ago, didn't I?
Oh, yep, it wasn't too long ago.
All right, good. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ava.
I'm a sophomore in high school. It's my second year cross country, and Caleb and Brandon are my two brothers.
Okay, and what other activities are involved in at school? You go to Camby School?
Yep.
Okay.
FCA, YAMS, Student Council, track, and basketball.
Okay. Are you looking? Have you ran in state before?
Yep. This will be my second time.
Second time?
State. Yep.
What's the experience like?
Oh, it's so much fun. You get to race against like the best in the state, and you get to race with your team too. So it's even more fun.
All right. What's your personal best time?
My personal best is a 20:20.
Okay. What's the most challenging aspect of cross country?
The mental part.
Okay. That's what we just talked about with Maya, right?
Yep.
So how do you prepare mentally?
I try not to think about it sometimes. Like, I just try to, you know, it's another meet, and I'm, like, just going to go out and run my race and try and do my best, so.
All right. All right, ready for rapid-fire questions?
Yep.
Does it scare you a little bit? Or?
Yep.
All right, so are you a clean or messy person?
Messy.
All right, what makes you laugh the most?
Probably my friends.
Okay. And how long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
Probably an hour and 20.
Okay. Dress up or sweats?
Sweats.
Fast food chain?
Oh, Qdoba.
You know, you said sweats really confident there.
Very confident. Dressing up is not my strong suit.
Okay. Fast food place?
Qdoba.
What's that?
Qdoba.
Qdoba. What's that? What's that?
Mexican.
Okay. All right, good. And who's your favorite sports broadcaster?
Oh, Paul Ramo.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Who's next? Hi, what's your name?
I'm Donna Brakes.
Okay, Jonna. Okay, Jonna, I got to get it right, sorry. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Jonna. I go to Canby High School. I'm a sophomore, and I have two sisters named Anna and Bristol.
Okay. What other, are there any other activities at school?
I'm in YAMS, FCA.
What is YAM again?
Youth Against Misuse Substances.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm in track and
and I'm in FFF.
Okay. What initially drew you to cross country?
My dad used to be in it, so that kind of led me to be in it, too.
Good. Your dad a good runner?
Yeah.
He's still a good runner?
He's good for being my dad.
All right. You ready for some fast food? Are you ready for some fast questions?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with, if you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chocolate.
any kind of chocolate, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a pet peeve?
People talking extremely loud.
Okay, I do that once in a while, sorry.
That's okay.
So what's your favorite fast food chain?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, that's a good one. Dog or cat?
Cat.
Okay, dress up or sweats?
Sweats for sure.
Jeez, how many sweats? And we got a lot of sweats, don't we?
Yeah.
The whole team sweats or dress up?
Most of us, I think, wear sweats.
Who would dress up on the team?
Lily or Claire.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Jonah.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Jonah? Yeah. Okay, come back here. What's that?
Jonah.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah. All right, sorry. All right. What, and your name?
Taylor Arada.
Taylor? Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Good.
I want to thank your dad for helping out in state cross country. He's pretty excited about it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he kind of yelled at me on his phone. Absolutely, I'll do that, he said. So.
Yeah, he's excited.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a sophomore, and I have an older brother.
Okay, and go ahead. What other activities are you involved in?
I'm in yams and track.
Okay, and so what drew you to cross country?
My brother used to run, and it looked really fun to be part of the team. Yeah.
Your brother was pretty good at cross country, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So who's the better runner?
Probably, I don't know. I'm not going to answer that.
You're not going to answer that? All right, so how do you prepare for a race?
I just course in my head.
Do you play music? Do you listen to music before you run?
I usually forget my AirPods, so no.
Oh, no. Okay, what's one of your favorite courses around here that you ran?
My favorite course is probably Laverne.
Okay. Everyone seems to say Laverne.
Yeah, because it's, besides the one hill at the end, it's really not too bad.
Okay. Looking forward to running that state here?
Yeah.
Is this your first time?
Second time.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. You ready for rapid fire?
Sure.
Are you a clean or messy person?
I would say clean.
Okay. What makes you laugh the most, Taylor?
Probably my friends.
Your friends? Which friend?
All of them.
Okay. If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be?
Probably go on a shopping spree with no budget.
What was the last movie you saw?
The Notebook.
Notebook. Hey, that's my wife's favorite movie. We've seen it 100 times.
It's a good movie.
It is. They made it into a Broadway play now. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know.
You gotta check that out. Okay, pet peeve?
Probably being late.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one, too. Okay, I'm gonna keep it up. Dress up or sweats?
Sweats.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Taylor.
Yep.
Good luck. And who do we have here?
Lily Wallum.
Hi, Lily. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior at Canby High School.
Okay.
I've been running for 7 years. My brother and sister are both getting married this school year.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool.
Okay.
I'm in YAMS, which is Youth Against Misusing Substances. I'm in FCA, which is Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm in Student Council, Yearbook Committee,
awesome.
Track and Cross.
You're really excited about this interview, aren't you?
Yeah.
They're involved in a lot of things.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Why cross country?
Well, my brother did it, and I had to go to all the meets, so it was kind of exciting. And then my mom was a coach for a while, so it was kind of fun.
Okay. Do you have a personal best time?
21:38.
Okay. What's a goal at state here today? Do you have?
Preferably to PR, but kind of... Just go out there and run.
All right. Well, one day I might want to be a cross-country runner. Is cross-country hard?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's hard? What's the practices like?
Wow. We do a lot at practice.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's why you're at state, right? It pays off, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Ready for fast, rapid questions?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with dress up or sweat since we're doing the whole team with it.
Dress up.
Definitely. There you go. We got a dress up. Awesome. All right. So what's favorite fast food?
Definitely McDonald's.
Ooh, okay. Dog or cat?
Dog.
All right. And how long does it take to get ready in the morning?
Anywhere from like 15 minutes to an hour. It depends if I wake up late or not.
What would you sing on karaoke night?
Definitely, I forgot the song.
Oh.
Blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the rain.
Yes.
Okay. Are you a good singer?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Awesome. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we got a couple left here. We're talking with the Camby Minnesota girls cross country team. And they're running at state here in University of Minnesota Golf Course. And who do we have here?
Natalie Stokes.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little cold, but that's fine. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Natalie.
I'm a senior at Camby High School. I have one brother.
Okay. And what other activities are involved in at school?
NHS, CA, yearbook committee, track.
Okay. All right. Now, I understand you. There's a team you won an award for grade point average. So you're all pretty smart.
Yes.
Okay. What's your grade point average?
Like a 3.89.
Okay. I think the team was what? 3.9?
3.9.
All right, that's pretty impressive as a team, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, so why cross country, Natalie?
My brother used to run, so he kind of...
All right. How many of you had brothers that ran, or sisters? Oh, quite a few, huh?
Four of us.
Four of us?
Yep.
Four of you, okay. What's your personal best time?
21:38.
Okay, and how do you prepare for a meet?
I try not to think. The more I think, the worse I do, so...
Okay. I have a question about cross-country runners. Can you remember, while you're running, do you know who's around you or where your teammates are or where the best runners are on the course while you're running?
Normally, I can tell where people are, like, on the course, but the spectators, I really can't. I'm zoned in, so okay. Don't really pay attention.
Ooh, I like that. Zoned in. That's pretty good.
Yes.
You like to run in hot or cold weather?
Cold.
Cold?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ready?
Yep.
What's your favorite fast food place?
Qdoba.
The what?
Qdoba.
What is that?
The, like, Mexican
chain. Oh, okay.
Chain.
Yeah, all right. Gotcha. What makes you laugh the most, Natalie?
Probably Claire.
Claire does?
Yep.
That's a good answer. Why does she make you laugh?
She just does a lot of dumb stuff.
Well, we'll talk to Claire next, I guess. So we'll find out. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Dress up or sweats?
Sweats.
And pet peeve?
Chewing.
Chewing loudly?
Yes.
Yeah, I gotcha. Thanks, Natalie. Good luck at state. Natalie? Why does Natalie think she makes you laugh the most?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. Well, who makes you laugh the most?
Probably my cousins.
Oh, cousins. Mm-hmm. How about on the team?
All of them, I guess.
Okay, good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior at Camby High School, and I have a younger brother and a younger sister.
Okay, and how many years you been cross country?
7.
All right, how many times a state? Number
5?
Five times?
5.
Wow, that's pretty good. Are you excited to go back to state here then?
Yes, very
okay.
Excited.
It's quite an experience, huh?
Yes.
You remember some memorable experiences at state any year?
I do remember my first time actually running in 9th grade. I remember just feeling really good, and I ended up running very good, and that was a good feeling.
Good.
So.
What's your personal best?
1946.
Ooh, under 20 then?
Yep.
Was that a goal to do that this year, or have you done that before?
I have. That was my sophomore year, but I did go under 20 at sections this year for the first time since sophomore year. So.
What's one of your favorite courses?
I would say the St. Olaf course.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad they switched that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the scenery at that one.
Okay. All right. Well, let's find out a little bit about you then. We already talked about what makes you laugh the most. Cousins?
Yep.
Why your cousins?
I don't know. Well, Natalie's my cousin.
Oh, Natalie's
so.
Your cousin.
Yeah, don't let her fool you. She does some dumb stuff, too.
If you could choose to do anything for a date, what would it be?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Just bum around?
Yep, probably.
In your sweats?
Yep, and probably eat food.
Okay, eat food. But you're the dress-up person, right?
No.
No, you're not.
I don't know where Jonna got that from. It's not me.
All right, what's the last movie you saw?
Twisters.
All right, and your favorite fast food place?
Taco Bell.
Ooh, good one. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Dress up or sweats?
Sweats.
Sweats, obviously. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks a lot and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, here's our last one. And who do we have here?
Noemi Diaz.
How are you?
Good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I go to Canby High School. I have 5 sisters, 1 brother, and I'm a senior.
Okay. And what activities are you involved in?
I do track and cross country.
Oh, you do track. What do you do in track? What do you run?
I run the 100-meter dash, 100-meter hurdles, and 300-meter hurdles.
Okay. Have you been to state cross before?
Yeah, only.
Have you?
Yeah.
What drew you to cross country?
My cousins did cross country.
Okay. Do you prepare mentally? Do you listen to music before a meet?
Yeah.
Okay. What's some of your favorite courses around here?
Raymond.
Raymond. Okay. Well, what music do you listen to?
Any kind of music. No.
Okay. How do you prepare yourself for a race mentally?
I just don't think about it. I tell myself to relax and just a course.
Okay. Do you like to run in hot or cold weather?
Hot weather.
Hot weather? Okay. All right. You ready for some fast questions then?
Yep.
What makes you laugh the most? Say them too.
Friends.
Okay. If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be?
Playing video games.
Video games. Oh, that was the first one. What's the last movie you saw?
Long Legs.
Okay. What's your go-to dance move? Are you a dancer?
No.
Okay. Your fast food chain?
Sonic.
Okay. Are you a messy or a cleaner?
Clean.
Clean. Good. Dog or cat?
Dog.
And dress up or sweats?
Dress up.
There you go. We got 2 dress-ups, didn't we? We got 2 dress-ups. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, and there's your Canby Mineota Girls Cross Country team. I got to know them a little bit better there.
State Cross Country coverage with Tony Arado here on Q92. Brought to you by Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Market, Mineota Building Center, Olson Dray Service, Prairie Sun Bank Appleton, Southwest Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arada, Tofty Auto and Sales, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Bellingham Legion, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Independent Oil Company, New Leaf Floral of Canby, and UFP Mineota.
And we are going to check in with Tony Arada, who's covering things for us at the scene there today. And Tony, take it away. What's happening?
Well, we just finished the girls' race, and so I have the Canby Mineota team here with me. I'm just going to do a quick little rundown, get their opinions, and I will go from there. And then I'll see if I can find Sherb and Bryn. So here we go. All right, I got Maya here. Maya, how is that course out there?
It's definitely one of our more difficult courses.
So what was the challenge? We have a lot of up and down? Or?
Yeah, a lot of up and down, and it's really loud.
Super loud.
Yeah.
Some tight corners?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Adri, what did you think of that first experience?
Hard.
Hard? Really hard?
Yep.
But you did your best, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's important. All right. Hey, I got Claire Stokes here. Claire, last race. What are you thinking? Glad it's done, or you're going to miss it?
I'm glad it's done, but I know I'm going to miss it.
I'm sure. Taylor, what'd you think?
The course is very tough.
It's super hard?
Yeah. But
exhausted.
Yeah, good. Season's over.
Okay. Ava, what do you think?
This is a really hard course.
Super hard. That seems to be the theme here, Maynard. Super hard course. Jonna, what do you think out there?
It's a really tough course. I feel like I could have done better, though.
Feel like you could have done better? What did you think of that start?
The start was pretty good, I thought.
Did you guys get boxed in, or what?
It was tight, but I think we were able to.
You guys did a pretty good job?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Lily, you're going to finish this thing off. I see a bag of ice. What do we do here?
My head just really hurts.
You've been doing this a long time, right?
Yeah, 7 years.
That was the last one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it, Maynard. I'm going to see if I can track down Sherb now. I'm in the finish area, so Brent 50th, which I think was the best finish of all of the Canby girls. She beat him, so that was a pretty good race for her. So I'm going to see if I can track down Sherb and maybe get a couple of quick words out of her, and I'll give a call back if I can find her.
Okay, okay. Sounds good, Tony. We'll look forward to your call. Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Maynard. Bye.
Tony Arata covering track for us this afternoon here on Q92. We'll have more coverage coming up, so stay tuned.
It's 3 o'clock. You're listening to KLQP, Madison-Dawson.
State cross-country coverage with Tony Arata here on Q92, brought to you by Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Market, Minneota Building Center, Olson Dray Service, Prairie Sun Bank Appleton, Southwest Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Tofty Auto and Sales, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Bellingham Legion, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Independent Oil Company, New Leaf Floral of Canby, and UFP Minneota.
Thinking of building a pole barn, garage, home addition, or deck? Think of Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company. They're your one-stop building headquarters. They can draw up your plans, figure an estimate free. They do houses, additions, cabinetry, floor coverings, and garages. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs, paints, building materials, fencing. Give them a call at 507-275-3359. That's area code 507-275-3359. For all your building needs, it's Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company, located downtown Hendricks, Minnesota.
And let's turn things back over to Tony Arata.
Hey, thanks, Maynard. I found Coach Peschek, so Allison's here with me. The theme we had from the girls was the course was really hard. So I don't know what you want to add to this.
I guess it was... I mean, it is a hard course, no doubt about it. It's a rolling course, and it's definitely got its challenges out there. I think it's also tough. They got a lot of fans yelling at them the whole time they're out there. But, you know, we're here, and I'm really proud of these girls, and I'm happy with no matter what they do because they had a really great season once again.
Absolutely. Worked their butts off. So I heard from Sher before it started there were a couple of slick spots on the course.
There are.
Did we...
Yeah, they're out there. I mean, we're the fifth race of the day, and it snowed here on Thursday, so it's a little slick in some spots, but...
And I think, as far as, do we have any idea team-wise how we...
Yeah, 14.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So, yep.
Fantastic. Well, great job.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to ask?
I'll just say it again. I'm really proud of these girls, and I'm really happy that they made it here again and ran just the best that they could. I can't ask for more than that.
Yep, and we have, what do we have, Lily and...
Two seniors.
Yep.
So we'll have six back, and we're ready to fill those spaces. We'll be
for
back
sure.
Next year.
For sure. Strong like always. Well, great job.
That's the hope.
Great job. Great job. All right. Thanks, Maynard. Like I said, I'm going to see if I can track down Sherb as well. But appreciate it, Allie. If there's anything else, we'll call you back, Maynard, okay?
Okay. We'll talk to you momentarily.
That's Tony Arata covering a track for us today down at the university site there, and we'll be returning to that in just a moment. Well, due to the fact we'll have continuing cross-country coverage here, we will not have Under the Hood today. That'll continue again next Saturday afternoon here on Q92. So in the meantime, a little bit of music here while we wait to get a phone call back from Tony Arata, hopefully talking with cross-country coach John Sherb on Q92 this afternoon. We have some interviews that Paul did earlier with some of the guys that are participating, and we have, of course, the girls ran now, and the guys are coming up next. So stay tuned for continuing coverage here on Q92.
It's 3:05 at KLQP-FM.
Our state cross-country coverage continues here on Q92. Let's turn things back over to Tony Arata.
Hey, thanks, Maynard. I tracked down Bryn. I had to find the big, bright red La Caparo tent, so I'm here with her. I think you finished 50th, is that right?
Yep, I finished 50th.
And what was your fifth maybe next year, right?
Yeah.
What was your time?
2018.
And how was that as far as, wasn't a PR, but pretty close?
Yeah, it was about 10 seconds off of a PR.
Oh my gosh, that's great. This is a really hard course.
Yeah.
Now, Sherb had told me there were a couple of slick spots out there. Did he point those out to you and make sure you didn't fall down?
Yeah, those spots, though, I did see other people fall down.
You did, really?
Yeah.
Wow, so they must not have been where I was cheering. So what did you think? First time here, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a hard course, but it was a good one for hills.
that's for sure.
For sure. And do you guys practice a lot of hills?
Yeah, perfect. We do.
How was your start? I know it gets really tight at the start. Did you feel like you got boxed in at all?
Yeah, I kind of felt like my start was a little slower than I would like, but the start was very long, too.
There's so many kids.
Yeah.
What do you think of the fans? How tight some of the spots are with fans?
Oh, my. It was all just screaming.
Chaos.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you have no time to just, like...
There's no time to just breathe.
To just breathe and run.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of what cross country's about, right?
Yeah.
You get out in the middle of nowhere, and it's just you and running.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably a lot different than normal. Well, appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to say? Want to say hi to anybody?
Not really.
No, no.
Happy to be here.
Grandma and Grandpa, is there anybody you want to send shout-outs to?
No, I'll just say hi to everybody.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Maynard. The guys' race is going to be starting here shortly. And we got Gavin Carl and Caden Vanderwall, Mortonville running, and Gavin's Lacaparo. So I'll try to call back in or check back in when we're done and get a couple more interviews with those guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a bit. Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thanks, Maynard. Bye.
Tony Arata covering state cross country for us today here on Q92. And our coverage will continue. Stay tuned. State cross country coverage with Tony Arata here on Q92, brought to you by Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Market, Mineota Building Center, Olson Dray Service, Prairie Sun Bank Appleton, Southwest Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Tofty Auto and Sales, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Bellingham Legion, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Independent Oil Company, New Leaf Floral of Canby, and UFP Mineota.
John Sherb of Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd coaches with me, of course, state cross country at the University of Minnesota. How many years has it been at the university?
This will be the second year at U of M. It was, back when Carrie was running, that was her seventh and eighth grade year, I think it was there. And then they moved up to Arrowwood for a year. Then it was at Northfield since then.
St. Olaf.
Yeah, St. Olaf since then.
Yeah, Gavin told me he preferred to run at St. Olaf than the U.
Yeah, the U is a tough course. They've taken some of the stuff up because, you know, when I ran free twice a year, twice through our 2 years at NDSU, the backside is a tough course, and it does work you a little bit harder. At least with St. Olaf, you know, you had more open area, not so much turning. You got a lot more turning on turns, and it takes a little toll on you.
Okay. So you ran that course when you were running for NDSU, huh?
Yep. Okay. We ran that a few times.
What was your time?
Oh, it was okay. It was a good time. Nothing wrong with that. I was happy with my time.
All right. I thought maybe you'd share that with Gavin and stuff.
No, that's old stuff. That's back in dark ages, you know.
Bring Glagey and Gavin Carl.
Very, you know, they put a lot of work in the summer, and they really have grown. You know, Gavin has been pretty much steady just from last year's experience being down there to this year, and that does help a little bit, too.
Okay.
Brenda's, you know, it's a new one for her just because, you know, she watched her sister run last year, and now she gets a chance of doing it herself. And so, you know, they're two unique kids. Both kids have different styles of racing. If you look at them, Gavin's more of a person that's get out and go. Let's go from start to finish. Bryn is a person that likes to get out, but she likes to come back. She really has turnover. She can make some moves that last half mile with her turnover.
Okay. Yes, her goal is to go under 20.
She can. You know, she's 0-3, I want to say, her personal best. So she's right there. And that course, for still being challenged, she still can. And it wouldn't shock me if she doesn't. Again, that's kind of a good goal to go at.
Yeah, and it's her first time competing. What do you think? How is she going to handle that? The nerves and stuff?
Oh, I think that nerves, she's pretty, you know.
I mean, it's a little different. I mean, how many runners are compared to regular meet?
Yeah, and it's 100, you know, you get 150, 160 runners there, and then they're all decent. It's not like where you spread out where it opens up. This is where you've got a wall all the time because, you know, you can be 10 seconds behind one person. That may be 15 spots, 15 mm-hmm. places. So mm-hmm. it's very, very tight in how well you finish. So, you know, I'm hoping that she'll, you know, understand. Nerves are being good. I always tell the kids, nervous is being good.
Right.
And I think her being nervous will be a big thing. We just got to harness it and use it to her ability. You know, again, dark horse, you know, again, trying to maybe that top 25 or kind of, you know, give her something to challenge, but just don't know. This, you know, the biggest thing is to enjoy the moment because she's an eighth grader.
Right.
Hopefully she'll get a few more years of opportunities doing this. Again, you just don't know what's going to happen next year. But again, hopefully this is something that she can do for a few years now.
Yeah. She said she's running for her sister Chloe because Chloe kind of injured most of the year this year.
Yeah, and Chloe has been. And you know, she just missed making All-State last year by one spot. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of had a bright idea with both those two. You know, yep. Both those two fighting it out and pushing each other all the time. And unfortunately, never happened. Hopefully, maybe next year we'll see. But again, that's next year with that. But it's good to still. Yeah. Those two are competitive. You don't realize those two are competitive at each other.
Okay.
And it's funny, but they do respect it and that, because I don't think the dinner table would be very good if they didn't respect each other a little bit.
Yeah. Talk about Gavin Carl. What, 3 out of 4 years he's been here?
Yep, he was down on the team. Then we missed it the 1 year by a couple spots, by two spots, and then he got in last year and then now this year. So he has been, you know, he's been on down there, so the experience is there. You know, the biggest thing is you can't bite off too much too early,
right.
And that's what last year he bit off a little bit too much too early,
yeah, and that's what he said.
And he come back to bite him. And on that course, that last mile, when you do that second loop, they got a kind of like a curve, like an oval track. You got to go 2 revolutions in one spot, and that's a tough mile for you to climb through, and that can tax you big time. And that he hit that, and he was struggling to hang on. And but again, you know, hopefully he's a little smarter with it and realize he wants to be out, but he doesn't have to be too hot, and then work on pushing that middle part of the race, get through that, and then come back when he got left in the gas tank. And, you know, the goal is still top 25 with him too.
Yep. Yeah, he's a senior, and his last race in his career.
Yep, it's his last, you know, high school, you know, cross country race. You know, just how you get to do it, and you know, not everybody gets to do that luxury. And you know, I know he's thinking about maybe doing something in college and running. Maybe, you know, that's something he'll give him experience the next level if he wants to take a shot at that.
Okay. All right, real good, John. We'll talk to you after the races are over. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a fun day today.
We're gonna try.
All right. John Sherb, head coach of Dawson Boyd Lockerbaugh Valley Cross Country Team.
Paul Ramo for King 92 Sports. We're going to interview. I'm going to interview the Lockerbaugh Valley Dawson Boyd cross country runners that qualified for the state cross country meet. And with me is Bryn Glagey. And Bryn, congratulations on making it to state.
Thank you.
You're right.
Yep.
Okay. Bryn, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an eighth grader from Lockerbaugh Valley, and I do cross country, shadows, and track. Here I made it to state.
Okay. Well, you're a shadow dancer too, so you're missing out on some practices right away, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be missing out on the first 2 weeks. It started last week.
Okay. All right. All right. What other activities are you in at Lockerbaugh Valley?
I do FFA, and then outside of that, I do valley dance and 4-H.
Okay. How many years have you been running cross country?
This will be my second year.
Well, what's that?
This will be my second year.
Second year, but you like to run then, huh?
Yeah.
What do you like about running?
I don't know. It just gives me time to think about anything, really.
Okay. Let's talk about the section meet last week in Laverne. Tell us about that. How did you do and what your time was?
I got 11th place out of everybody, but individual finishers without the teams, I got 6th, and my time was 20:06.
Okay. Just about under 20 minutes. Have you run under 20 minutes before?
I have not yet, but I'm hoping to at state.
Well, you're 6 seconds off, huh?
Yeah.
That is outstanding. That's a great time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's your goal, to run under 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. What initially drew you to cross country, Bryn?
My sister.
Your sister? She talked you into it?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a good runner too, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's kind of had been hampered by injuries, I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, she had a hip injury most of the season.
Okay. So how do you prepare yourself mentally for running in the state?
I just kind of don't think about it until I actually have to.
Okay.
Then I don't overthink.
Okay. What's the hardest part while you're out there running? Do you run into a wall or?
Yeah, it's probably just kind of halfway through the race. I'm kind of just like, I have over a mile left and I get tired.
Okay. I want to go back to the section meet that when you found out that you placed 6th and you knew you were going to state. What went?
So I didn't know that I was actually going to state until they announced.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I just kind of like didn't get up. I was like, I don't know who this is.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I didn't know, though. So I just kind of stood there for a second, and then I got up and went.
And you jump up and down? Your teammates jump on you or your family?
Yeah. We were all just cheered and we were excited.
Oh, good. Well, what's your favorite course to run?
Probably
of Vern's course.
Oh, yay. Why is that?
Because it's really flat, and our team does really good with hills, and it has a big hill at the end that we get to run up.
Okay. All right, do you have any, are you superstitious? Do you have any, you wear the same socks every meet, or you snack on the same snack?
I wear the same necklace every meet.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that. Oh, yeah, you got it on there. What is that?
It's just kind of my lucky necklace. I've worn it every meet, every time I started running, every practice, every meet. I cannot take it. Just because, I don't know, my best meet, I wore it, and then I just had to take it.
Well, that's kind of neat. That's a good story there. You'll be wearing that while you're running that state here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get to know Bryn Glagey a little bit. Can we do that? This is rapid-fire questions, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. What makes you laugh the most?
My dog.
Your dog? Okay, you got to explain that then.
He's a little fluffy dog, and he likes to run around and just do the most random things. He makes me laugh.
That's awesome. What's the last movie you saw?
Inside Out 2.
Okay. If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be?
Just sit.
Just sit?
Yeah.
In quiet?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you, a clean or messy person?
A very messy person.
What's Chloe?
She's in the middle.
Okay. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning?
About an hour.
Ooh, okay. What's your favorite fast food chain?
Raising Cane's.
What's that?
Raising Cane's.
Okay. Dog or cat?
Dog.
You dress up or sweats? Best of luck. What are you looking forward to at state?
Probably before. Like, not running part, but just being there.
Okay. You were there last year as a spectator, so you saw how many kids are running. It's a little bigger than a regular meet.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids. I remember watching Chloe, and then there was just a lot of people just coming up behind her.
Okay. All right, well, good luck. Best of luck, Bryn. We're cheering you for you. Congratulations on making the state.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bryn Glagey, an eighth grader at Lac Qui Parle Valley Dawson Boyd. All right, on the boys' side, let's talk to Gavin Carl, who's a pro at state, right, Gavin?
I suppose so, yeah.
You went to, how many times have you been to state? Last year?
3 out of my 4 years now.
3 out of your 4 years you've been in the state, so you're very familiar with the University of Minnesota course.
Only from last year. They just started doing that last year. But previous years it was at St. Olaf.
So what course would you rather run at state, St. Olaf or the University of Minnesota?
I prefer the St. Olaf course.
Okay, and why is that?
Oh, it's much less hilly.
Okay. Oh, the university's got a lot of hills?
Yeah, and they use it for their college running, too. They do their 8Ks there, and it's even more challenging, apparently, is what I heard.
All right. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Gavin Carl. I'm a senior. I go to Lac Qui Parle, and I do golf, track, and cross country.
Okay. What other activities are involved in at Lac Qui Parle Valley?
Just yearbook.
Just yearbook. I was in yearbook, and that's kind of a cool class.
Involvement. It's pretty fun.
Are you a photographer, or you write?
I don't even know what I do. We all got signed up, and our whole boys' grade is doing it pretty much. So.
Okay. Great. Well, let's talk about your section meet in Laverne.
I placed 10th place. I did a little worse than I hoped to do, but, you know, I can't really complain too much.
So you qualified by one person?
No, I qualified as the third individual.
Okay, good.
I was looking to get a little better time, but I can't complain.
What times do you usually run?
Right now, I'm in the lower 1650s, hoping to crack into a 1630 here.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty good. 3.1 miles, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, I get tired driving 3.1 miles. I can't spend how you do that. So how many years have you been in cross country?
I've been in it since I was a freshman, so about 4 now.
Okay, and what's your personal best time?
Personal best was at Benson this year, 1642.
Oh, nice. You got under 17 minutes.
Yep.
Was that a goal?
That was a goal of mine this year, and I've broken it a lot now.
All right, what drew you to go out for cross country in 7th grade?
Ninth grade is when I was joined, so it's just a bunch of friends told me to join, and I did.
Okay.
And I found out I was good at it.
You're really good at it, I would guess. I want to know if cross country is hard.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Is it?
Yeah. And mentally and physically, one of the more challenging ones to do.
Let's talk about the mental part. How do you prepare yourself for a race?
you know, I really just kind of go out there and do my things. I know my training.
Okay.
It's brought me here, and I'm not too worried about it.
Okay. All right, so a big win at sections. 3 out of 4 years, is that, huh?
Yep, 3 out of 4 years now. Didn't go my 10th grade year. I missed that out by 2 spots, I think.
Oh, no.
And okay. It was only a couple seconds, so.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Are you excited to run the course again?
Yeah, I'm excited to run there. I didn't do too hot last year, so I'm looking to come back and
okay.
do much, much better.
All right. What's the practices like under Coach Sherb?
They can vary from hard to pretty easy.
Okay.
Getting around this time, they get easier.
Do they take you down to the county park?
Yeah, we go down there and run a few loops.
Oh, okay. There, isn't it?
It's got pretty hill, yeah.
Okay. All right, Gavin, we're going to get to know you a little bit, just like we did with Bryn here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Fire rapid questions here. What makes you laugh the most?
Oh, man. My friends.
Okay. If you could choose anything to do for a day, what would it be?
Golf.
What's the last movie you saw?
Ooh, you know, I don't even know that. I think it was a horror movie.
Okay. Well, let's do pet peeves.
Pet peeves, loud chewers, and slow walkers.
All right, speaking of chewing, if you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would that be?
Steak and potatoes.
Steak and potatoes. Hey, you're my kind of guy. I would say the same thing. Are you clean or a messy person?
A little bit of both.
Okay. How long does it take you to get ready tomorrow? I think that's for a girl question. We'll skip that one. You get ready pretty quick.
I get ready.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite fast food chain?
McDonald's.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
All right. There, you got to go Gavin Carl for a little bit there. Gavin, best of luck at state. And your goal is to what?
Get in the top 25 and hopefully break 1630 at the same time.
Okay, and we'll be watching for that. Best of luck, Gavin.
Thank you very much.
Gavin Carl, Lock Parole Valley Dawson Boyd, and Bryn Glege, and that is our Lock Parole Valley Dawson Boyd representatives.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Of course, state cross country happening right now. We're covering a number of local cross country runners from our area. Of course, Camby Mineota girls team, Dawson Boyd, Lock Parole Valley's Gavin Carl and Bryn Glege. And we're covering also Caden Vanderwall of the Ortonville Trojans. And Caden, congratulations on making it to the state.
Thank you.
Now, this is, you've ran state before, right, Caden?
Yeah, last year was my first year.
Okay. So before we start talking about the course at the University there of Minnesota, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have 4 siblings. I run track, cross country, play baseball in the summer, and then, yeah.
So you're kind of a three-sport athlete then, huh?
Yep.
Okay. And other activities besides athletic activities? Are you involved in Ortonville?
I'm involved in BPA, Student Council.
Okay. All right. And you're a junior, you said, right?
Yep, junior.
So how many years have you been in cross country, Caden?
Since seventh grade.
And running on varsity since when?
Seventh grade,
you're on varsity, so this is a, wow, okay, so you, nothing new to you. What got you in interested in cross country?
My older sister, she ran, and she made state 3 years in a row, so I've always wanted to run.
Okay, and who was that? What was her name?
Carissa Vanderwall.
Okay, and she ran how many times at state, did you say?
Three times,
okay. Well, what do you like about cross country, Caden?
You're kind of on your own once you're out there. Once you're on the course, it's just you and everybody around you. You got to compete against everybody. So I like the individual stuff. It's fun. I mean, it's fun having a team around you, but being able to run on your own and just do it by yourself is what I like about it.
Yeah, I always want to know about cross country runners. Can you remember? Are you aware of who's running around you? Where your teammates are? Maybe where some of the better runners are? Are you aware of that while you're running on the course?
Yeah, I'd say over the years, there's usually kids that are all the fast kids usually run against each other at all the meets. So we kind of know each other. We talk to each other. Kevin Carl, I've talked to him a lot about stuff and.
Oh. Okay.
So we kind of all know each other and who's around us and stuff.
Okay. Mentally, it's a mental game too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how do you prepare mentally before a race? Listen to music or what?
Yeah, on the bus I usually listen to music and just relax. I don't try to do too much stuff. And then once I'm out on the course, I just focus on getting ready, getting the right mindset, just relaxing my whole body and just not thinking about anything other than what I'm going to do for that race and kind of do.
Okay. But here, Caden, what's your favorite meal that you like to eat before you run?
Probably pasta.
Okay.
Really any pasta. It's my favorite.
That helps with what? That's carbs. What most marathoners run, eat, right?
Yeah, carb loading. And
okay. Do you have a favorite snack that you snack on during the meets or after the meets?
Well, I have a lot of chocolate milk.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. But fruit snacks is always one of my favorites.
Okay. What's some of your favorite courses to run, Caden?
My favorite course I've only ran at the state meet once, but that course, I like that course a lot.
What course was that?
I think it's the Les Bolstad Golf Course.
Oh, okay.
And then I like running at Appleton. There's that one big hill.
Yep.
By
the clubhouse there, right?
Yep, right by the clubhouse.
That's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why I kind of like it, because it kind of weeds out the people that don't want it as much as everyone else. Mm-hmm. You know?
Do you prefer to run in hot or cold weather?
I prefer cold.
Okay. All right. If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Caden Vanderwall of the Ortonville Trojans, running at the state cross country meet today. And who's your coaches, Caden?
Mrs. Keller is our head coach, and then Mr. Froland is our assistant coach.
All right. Coach Keller has been there a long time, hasn't she?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember visiting with her a few times, too, so does a great job. Let's talk about your section meet. Tell us how you finished and your time, and where was it held at?
It was at the Long Prairie Golf Course, and then I ended up being third, and I ran a 16:31, which is my personal best.
Wow, 15:31, personal best.
16:31.
Oh, 16. You'd rather have 15 right, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
5,000 meters, is that what, 3.1 or 3.2 miles, I think, isn't it?
3.1.
Okay. So with Coach Keller, what are your practices like?
Well, we do a lot of, now that I've gotten like some mileage in and stuff, we're doing a lot more speed stuff these last couple weeks and just focusing on pace work and getting that right. Okay. Being able to maintain that pace for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, the section cross country, you placed third. That's amazing. And what did you do last year there? Do you remember?
Last year I got seventh.
Okay.
So I got last year.
Seventh. Okay. All right. Talk about the team, the Ortonville Trojan team as a whole. How'd you guys do this season?
We're all right. We don't have any seniors for the boys' side. So, we have a young team. We got a couple seventh graders that ran, and then an eighth grader, and a freshman, and then two juniors. So,
okay.
It's a smaller team, but it's been fun to run with all of those guys.
Right. What's your best memory from being in cross country since seventh grade?
Since seventh grade, I would say when I was in seventh grade, running with those older guys was probably my favorite thing. Just having some leadership and running with those older guys. But now I've gotten older, I also like running with some of the younger ones and like seeing how they start to enjoy it more and more. It's always fun.
So, you know, one day I might want to be a cross-country running, Caden. Is it hard? Is cross-country hard?
I've always ran, like, for my whole life. So to me, it's not as hard as maybe for somebody else, but it's not an easy sport to,
right?
Because you're always pushing yourself the whole time, and there's no breaks or anything. Once you're running, you got to run the whole race. Otherwise, okay.
Yep. All right, let's talk about the state tournament. It's held at the University of Minnesota Golf Course. What do you expect this year?
Well, my goal for time is under 1630.
Ooh, okay.
Last year I ran a 1659. And so I'm hoping to run under 1630 and see if I can place in the top 25. That's my goal.
Okay, that's all state, right?
Yeah, in Class A. Yeah. Yep.
Did you what did you place last year at state? Do you remember?
38.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good goal to have.
Yeah.
So, and what do you like about the course?
Well, I like the hills, and I like having like a bunch of people all together. That's always fun, having a big group of guys that are all fast, and
yeah,
we can all kind of push each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think there's what, well over 150, 170 runners or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, let's get to know you a little better. I'm going to do some rapid fire questions for you to get to know you a little better. Okay, Caden?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite fast food chain?
Dairy Queen.
Are you a clean or messy person?
Messy.
Messy. Okay. What's a pet peeve? Something that annoys you.
I don't know. This is tough. I don't really have many.
Okay, you don't have no, like, loud chewing or...
No, not really.
Okay. What's the last movie you saw?
I don't know. Probably Star Wars. I watched that quite a bit.
Okay. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, Caden, what would that be?
Chicken Alfredo.
Ooh, okay. Dog or cat?
Cat.
Dress up or sweats?
Sweats.
Okay. And if you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be?
Run, probably.
Run, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, Caden, thanks for your time, and best of luck today at the state cross-country meet, and I hope you can crack that top 25 there today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Caden Vanderwall with the Ortonville Trojans.
State cross-country coverage with Tony Arata here on Q92, brought to you by Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Market, Mineota Building Center, Olson Dray Service, Prairie Sun Bank Appleton, Southwest Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Tofty Auto and Sales, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Bellingham Legion, Pete's Electric Motor Repair, Independent Oil Company, New Leaf Floral of Canby, and UFP Mineota. And let's go live back on the scene where state cross-country action is happening, and here's Tony Arata.
Hey, thanks, Maynard. I'm here with our two boy finishers, Gavin and Caden. So I think we just got word, Caden, your finish was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You caught that guy at the end?
Yeah, I got 16th. I caught that guy at the end.
16th overall, so you're all state.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
What'd you think of that course out there?
Pretty tough with those hills.
I know that.
Makes you push a lot. Gets your leg hurting right away off
those
hills.
It's a hill, basically, to start.
Yeah.
Starts a hill.
Yeah.
So, you're a junior, is what you were just telling me, so you got another year of this.
Yeah.
It's awesome. What do you do for training?
This week, it was lighter, but we did a lot of speed-based stuff.
Speed-based stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, early in the season, it's a lot more load.
Yeah.
Getting that cardio up and...
Makes sense.
Speed at the end.
Makes sense. Well, congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats on Allstate. You got an award to go get, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Gavin. Yeah.
45-50
range. 45-50, but top 50. It's impressive.
I suppose, yeah.
A little disappointed, seems like.
Yeah, I am pretty disappointed.
Time-wise, were you okay? Or?
No, I'm a little slower than what I'm usually at towards the end of the season here. It's just the hills here.
They kill you, man.
They eat me up.
Yeah,
I don't quite got the legs the other guys got. Quite a bit smaller, so it hits me pretty hard.
Yep, the breezes and all that stuff affect you a little more than the next guy.
Oh.
I see you're holding the spikes in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Last time you're wearing those?
Well,
hopefully. Are you going to run it?
So
oh, you are, okay.
Not the last time.
Perfect. Are you, and you also do track, correct?
Yeah, I do track.
Yep, I've seen you on the track.
Yep.
So, where are you planning to go for college?
Well, I got a few colleges on my mind that have offered.
Okay.
Not on the roster.
Cool. Well, that's exciting.
I have to whittle those down towards the end of the year.
Perfect. So top 50.
Yep.
Congrats.
Oh, thank you.
On a fantastic career season. The work.
Thank you very much.
All right. Then I got Sherb here. So, Sherb, what are we thinking? How'd we do? What's the word in the street?
Well, the word in the street is our two section teams went 1-2 in the state meet, and that's impressive.
Absolutely.
And they were, and that shows how tough our sections get out. And you know, congratulations both to Redwood and and to Laverne. And it wasn't in; it was really close, like 5 or 7.
Yeah, I saw that. I think 86-91.
Something like that. So,
yep.
So it's just a great representation of our area, how tough it is to get out.
We kind of knew it was going to come down to those two, and they lived up to it.
Yeah, they did, and that's what you like to see.
I know, absolutely.
You know, Gavin, again, he put himself in a lot better than last year. Didn't he? Got a little hotter last year. This year, he was comfortable. But again, that backside, that last mile is brutal. And if you mentally have a tough moment, it'll eat you up and you won't know what happened. Next thing you know, it is what it is. But you got to like the fight, and that's what you got to do. And you're here, you can
compete. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I know he said his legs, the hills kill him.
Yep.
And that's probably something you guys have worked on, and it's just tough. There's not a lot of meat on his bones.
Yeah,
so.
It is. And that's the strength when it comes to that muscle and everything else. Getting here is the big thing.
Oh, my God.
Anything, you know, once you get here, anything can happen. That's the fun part. You get a chance to be at this level.
Absolutely.
And like I tell the kids, guess what? Monday, you don't have practice. The season's over. And that's what's nice to tell these kids. So
top 50, they get a little break, and a lot of them come back for the track season,
yep.
Which, you know.
That's time off. But it's been a fun state meet. Again, you have goals, and you try to get your goals. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't, and that's part of life. And like I said, I thought both Brent and Gavin did a nice job competing and putting himself in spots where it's not comfortable
right. And
fighting through it.
Right. Yep. And talking to Brent, one of the things that she commented on was, it's just so loud out there. There's just people everywhere.
Oh, it's waves. It's waves of people. You know, you can't imagine the wall. I mean, people. And it's just waves of people and trying to find a spot. But it's impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congrats. Great season.
Well, thank you.
I'm sure we'll see you here again.
We will. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Maynard.
All right, appreciate it, Tony. Good job. Any more reports coming up, or is that going to be about it for the day?
I think that's going to be it for the day, yeah. The big thing there was I think Sherb hit it on the top two teams.
Okay.
Crazy.
Very good. Well, appreciate all those updates. Great job there, Tony, and we'll talk to you after your return.
All right. Thank you, Maynard. Have a great day.
You too.
Tony Arata. We thank Tony for bringing us state cross-country coverage here on Q92 this afternoon, along with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. State cross-country coverage with Tony Arata here on Q92, brought to you by Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Market, Mineota Building Center, Olson Dray Service, Prairie Sun Bank Appleton, Southwest Insurance, State Bank of Taunton, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Tofty Auto and Sales, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Bellingham Legion, Pete Repair, Independent Oil Company, New Leaf Floral of Canby, and UFP Mineota.